Stormlake Radio, Ryan Thompson, Cross Country Talk Now, talking OABCIG and joined by Coach Bob Saunders. Bob, first of all, you've been busy with a few meets under your belt so far, and we'll recap one or two of those here as we go forward. But first, if you could mention the members of your girls and boys teams.
Sure, will do. Let's start with the girls team. Our seniors are Katie Bangford, Olivia Devitt, Lydia Gustafson, Brittany Hammond, and Kinsey Neville. Our juniors are Grace Holmes and Hannah Veit. Sophomores, Sydney Bauer and Madison Lansing. And our freshmen are Brooklyn Hoffman, Alyssa Mason, Madison Schoenbeck, and Meg Nakazawa. On our boys' squad, our seniors are Cody Fredericks, Blake Netherton, Ben Phillips, and Jake Wolf. Our juniors are Devin Fritz, Aiden Hickey, Will Lozier, Steven Stangle, and Skylar Wareham. We have one sophomore, David Haas, and two freshmen, Cade Hare and Dylan Hemer.
Well, your most recent meet was the Carol Kemper invite, and in that, your boys placed third in their division. The girls were sixth. If you could tell us more about that.
Sure, will do. In the boys' meet, North Polk won, and they have an outstanding team. And Woodward Academy is also very, very strong. So we were pretty happy with where we finished. Blake Netherton was our top finisher. He was 10th. Devin Fritz was 11th. Dylan Hemer was 23rd, and Jake Wolf was 25th. Those were our medalists. In the girls' side, we finished 6th with 145 points, and our girls' team is definitely steadily improving. We're starting to get the pack moving up higher. We do have one outstanding runner, a freshman girl by the name of Madison Schoenbeck. She had won the Tim Thomas Classic at Ridgeview the Saturday before and finished 5th at this meet. She kind of twisted her ankle a little bit during about the middle of the race. It was a little sloppy, a little muddy down there, and had a little tweak, but she's fine. Ran a pretty good race through the pain. So we're Alyssa Mason, Brooklyn Hoffman, Kinsey Neville, Brittany Hammon, Hannah Veit. They all ran pretty tough. So it was nice to see that we just keep improving on the girls' side as well as the boys.
How about Madison Schoenbeck? Has she come in and made an impact, finished in the top five in all of her events, and was first in Holstein?
Yeah, that is, you never expected it. Last year she ran in junior high, so I knew she could run, but like at the Ridgeview meet, as an eighth grader, she finished in the 30s, just in the junior high division, and then came back this year and is running that well. I think she's done a lot of weight training. She's grown stronger. She's more coordinated, has put in more miles, and it's paying off. She's running very well.
And for the boys, you've had Devin Fritz and Blake Netherton lead the way. They've been in the top 20 in all of their events, and the team was first in Okoboji, and that's when you also had Jake Wolf step up and get a top 20 finish.
That's right, yep. Jake, this is the first year for him. He's a senior. He's a football player up before this year, so it's really nice to have him. We've got two freshman boys, Dylan Hemer and Cade Hare, that are really running strong for freshmen as well. But you're right, Blake Netherton and Devin Fritz are, you know, usually right around that 9, 10, 11 spot in every meet we're in. So one wins one meet, the next one takes the next meet. So it'll be nice on Tuesday we get back Cody Fredericks, who was our leading runner last year, because we've got a tough meet coming up at Western Christian. Mm-hmm. So we'll need him. So that'll helpfully get us, you know, up there in those rankings in 1A. But we did drop a class this year. So hopefully we can get in those rankings before they set those assignments for districts.
And in Holstein at the Tim Thomas Classic, the girls, as you said, steady improvement, were fifth in their division, and that out of 14 squads, and the boys were fourth that day.
Yeah, our kids ran. That was the best meet we've ran this year. We had kind of trained for it, getting ready for it. We took a couple days easy in front of it that we did not do in front of the Kemper meet. And it showed. Our kids had much fresher legs. Almost every athlete on our team ran a season's best performance. Their places were strong. Again, our girls and our boys both had an outstanding meet up there. It's always been a good place for us for some reason to run. Kids get great times and good placings up there. So, and it's nice and close. That's why I like it.
As you said, next up for you on Tuesday, September 29th, next week, you'll be in Hall. And I'm wondering, how do you balance practice, running, with also giving the kids a little recuperating time when there's a week and a half in between events?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing this week. We had one tough practice. We had been kind of building up. We did about 5 weeks of build-up, and then this week we've cut it way back, let them recover a little bit. Since we didn't have a meet, we basically just did one hard day this week, and everything else is pretty easy. And then we'll kind of switch our training to a different mode as we get into that last 4 weeks of the season, and hopefully keep them fresh, but also get them, you know, just a little bit faster, a little bit sharper.
Mm-hmm. And then down the line, October 6th, you'll be at South Central Calhoun. October 12th will be your home invitational, and then we'll be talking conference, regional, and state time. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I can't wait. I love those, the big three, we call them.
Mm-hmm.
By far the three most important meets that we run all year, and it sure is coming fast. It, you know, for a while there in the dog days of August, when it's hot, you're waiting for that to come, and it's almost here. So I'm glad the weather's changing, and it's turned into cross-country and football time.
That it is, and that is OABCIG cross-country coach Bob Saunders. Bob, thanks so much for the time, and best of luck as you move on.
Thank you very much.